The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 19th of June, 2008. It's the birthday of Salman Rushdie, born in Bombay in 1947 to a wealthy Muslim family, born just 2 months before India's first day of independence. His father had a huge library, liked to tell the boy stories every night, many of them inspired by 1001 Arabian Nights. He was sent off to high school in England. He did not care for that. When he came home from a school vacation, he found out that his parents were moving to Pakistan as part of a large Muslim exodus from a Hindu country. Rushdie was crushed. He didn't like England. He didn't like Pakistan. Now he couldn't go home to Bombay. He tried working as a journalist in Pakistan. Then he went back to England, tried to be a writer there. Spent a year as an actor at a fringe theater in London, then supported himself as a copywriter for an ad agency. Wrote a science fiction novel that did not do well, and then decided to write a book about India, though he hadn't seen the country in years. The novel came out in 1981. It was called Midnight's Children, the story of a man born the same day India gained independence. It was a huge success. It won the Booker Prize. Only Rushdie's family hated the book because he'd revealed a lot of family secrets in it. When Salman Rushdie, 7 years later, came out with his novel, The Satanic Verses, most Western critics did not notice the jokes he had made about the Islamic religion. They did not know that it would be so offensive to Muslims. But a month after publication, the book was banned in India, and then in other countries it was publicly burned. There were bomb threats called into the publishing house. The Italian translator was attacked and wounded. The Japanese translator was killed. The Turkish translator was attacked. Islamic extremists set fire to his hotel, and 40 people died in the fire. There was a riot in Kashmir over the book. And the leader of Iran, the Ayatollah Khomeini, on Valentine's Day 1989, issued a fatwa promising martyrdom for any Muslim who was successful in killing Salman Rushdie. He had to go into hiding for 9 years. The death sentence was finally lifted in 1998. Rushdie later said, "The experience taught me a lot about the human capacity for hatred, but also about the capacity for solidarity and friendship. My Norwegian publisher was shot 3 times in the back, and his first reaction upon recovering from the bullet wounds was to reprint the book. That is courage." After the fatwa was lifted, Rushdie moved to New York City. Because, he said, "A lot of people here had a lot of stories not unlike mine. Everybody comes from somewhere else." Salman Rushdie, who said, "A poet's work is to name the unnameable, to point at frauds, to take sides, start arguments, shape the world, and stop it from going to sleep." Here's a poem for today by Thomas McGrath entitled Left Town. On Monday he died. A few heard of it and were shocked, but not surprised. On Tuesday, a newspaper noted his passing. On Wednesday, there was a small service, and some people came. On Friday, they buried or burned him at the beginning of a long weekend. On Saturday, they went to the beach, doped, drank, fornicated, had a good time. On Sunday, with headaches, a few went to a bar, and one remembered a line of a poem. He would have understood perfectly, the human condition. A poem by Thomas McGrath, Left Town, from his collection Death Song, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.